Amen to that, my Joe Webb.
The world's gone mad.
Shh.
Well, who'd have thought it? Betty were a dark horse. I couldn't believe me ears when Vicar said, "We remember that Betty had been married 4 times to Peter, James, Phil and Jeff. 4 husbands.
Actually, Pat told me that, but I didn't believe her.
No, well, news travels fast in places where not much happens, like her brain.
That's not kind, Edie. She were right, though, weren't she? I suppose Betty stood Frank up at the altar that time because at the last moment she couldn't face another wedding.
Or fed up with wedding cake. I'm fed up with sitting here again. How many funerals is that we've been to now?
5, I think. Let's see, there were Lily first, then Ivy, Barry, Frank, and now Betty. Mind, they all had a good innings apart from Barry. Lily were 105, weren't she?
I know, Lily were one of a kind. They don't make her like that anymore. But Barry only had himself to blame the way he ached.
You do it every time. Speak ill of the dead.
How is speaking as it was speaking ill?
Just say to yourself, is it true, is it kind, and is it necessary? And if you can say yes to all of those things, you can say it. My mother taught me that.
Yes, yes, you've told me before. You're like a broken record. Anyway, these seats aren't any more comfortable than the pews were in that church. Let's hope we won't be using them again for a while. And I don't think it were right Gloria wearing that fantasizer to a funeral.
Fascinator, Edie.
Should have been an hat.
Moving on. That were a nice service and a lovely coffin, weren't it, Edie? Wicker ones look more comfy somehow, don't they? I think I'd like one of those.
Comfy? You're not knoweth. I thought it were a total waste of money. Them bearers brought it in, took it straight through to back, and just lifted that material up on that altar-type thing and pushed it through. I didn't get a chance to look at flowers or anything. Waste of money.
So, now you've had your usual gripe, Edie, are we going back to lounge for the wake?
Funny that, isn't it, calling it a wake, seeing as that's the last thing they are.
Well, I found this out today from Pat, and according to her and Google, it were an Irish way of honouring and celebrating the life of the departed, and they'd watch and pray over the body until they were buried.
That's given me a new name for her, Googly Pat.
Well, that's better than Fat Pat anyway. Not that you're allowed to describe someone as fat or any other unkind description. It isn't woke.
Woke? Woke? Whatever is that when it's at home?
Social or political injustice.
Googly Pat again, I'll bet.
Yes, well, we all have to be careful how we describe someone now.
For goodness sake, we'll all be treading on eggshells all the time. Does that mean I can't call you my silly little Eth?
That's right, and I can't call you what I'd like to, either.
The world's gone mad.
Amen to that. You're not wrong, Edie.
So, are we going to this wake? Is it walk to go to a wake?
Shh, stop it, Edie. The vicar's looking at you.
Right, well, I'm ready, my friend, what is of less height than me, and not quite all there.
What are you saying, Edie?
I'm saying I'm ready, me silly little Eth.
Cut you pain in the bum. Let's go.